This is KCUR 89.3. Summer festivals love to highlight the local specialty, be it corn, apples, beef, etc. The nearby food in great supply in the town of Nixon, Missouri, is a bit more humble, but as Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports, that hasn't stopped this town from celebrating the suckerfish.
Nixa Sucker Days seem a lot like just about any small town fair. There's carnival rides for the kids, craft booths where you can buy anything from paintings to wind chimes, and two stages where local musicians perform. There's also a lot of food, including the staples of funnel cakes and corn dogs. But the longest line, currently about 40 people deep, is at the stand to get suckerfish. Catastomidae are freshwater bottom-feeding fish, and they're plentiful in the cold waters of the Ozarks in southern Missouri. They're sometimes called garbage fish, but for the past six decades, they've been a delicacy for the people of Nixa.
Most people think they're going to be nasty whenever you tell them that, but then when they actually try it, 9 times out of 10, they like it.
Well, if you deep fry anything, you're pretty much in good shape.
Yeah, as long as you put enough seasoning on it.
Josh Piney is standing over two large black kettles. He's frying up fillets of suckerfish and potato chips, a job he's had for more than 20 years. The suckerfish are coated in a secret recipe of cornmeal, salt, pepper, and other spices before going into the oil. The fish that would never make it onto a fine dining menu is a hit here in Nixa. John Wayne, yes, that's his real name, and he goes by Duke, lives in nearby Springfield. He says suckerfish are tasty and hates it when they're called a trash fish.
The texture is not quite as soft and flaky as like your cod or your halibut. It has a little bit more of texture, more of a chicken-like texture. And the flavor is just a good fish flavor. Nothing offensive about it at all.
The appeal to suckerfish to Nixians is as much nostalgia as it is flavor. Gail Tallickson says she loves suckerfish, but it's not so much for the taste.
Part of it is me remembering when I was a kid, going fishing with my dad and eating the fish. I like the community feel of the day. I can just sit out here and lounge here and watch the crowds.
While lifelong Nixa residents like Tallickson keep coming back to feast on the suckerfish, it also attracts the curious first-timer. Brenda Butler lives in nearby Republic. She's heard about Nixa's Sucker Days and wanted to try it for herself.
Well, I have eaten a lot of different kinds of fish. I mean, I have my preferences, but I like all fish.
Butler waited in line for more than a half an hour to try suckerfish. And the verdict?
Not disappointed. Very tasty.
While the Sucker Days is still going strong, it's been forced to change with the times. Rick Henry has been on the Sucker Days committee for more than 40 years. He remembers when the Friday night event was a massive community-wide sit-down dinner featuring suckerfish.
Back in the late 50s, early 60s, it was a big draw, suckerfish. I mean, they served 4,000 or 5,000 meals. I think last year we served 550.
Another big problem that caught up with the festival was the health department. Having volunteers catch, scale, gut, and fillet hundreds of fish while complying with county regulations got very expensive. Chris Russell is the executive director of the Nixa Chamber of Commerce, which took over the festival this year.
We used to be able to make beans in a big old huge pot and stir them with shovels and open air, and they can't do that anymore.
The extra expense led to the suckerfish dinner losing money, so this year the big meal was replaced by the fish and chips. But judging by the lines that never let up all day, suckerfish is still a hit. And Russell says it is, and always will be, part of Nixa.
There's a lot of Apple Fest, and there's a lot of, you know, Pumpkin Fest, and those kind of things. We're the only Nixa, and we're the only Sucker Day in the entire world.
Next year, they plan to add community fishing days to help introduce catching suckerfish to younger generations, and make sure there's an ample supply to fry up for Sucker Days. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR 89.3, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest and the Great Plains. For more information, go to harvestpublicmedia.org.